Hey, my name's Tom Woodhead, and my work is Carnival of the Harlequin. So I set off making a giant version of the red cone-shaped sculpture. So it was initially going to be about the size of, I don't know, half a meter high and half a meter wide, that kind of size. But as I started designing it, I realized that this was going to be a really tough thing to do on this scale with cardboard, because I'd only really used cardboard before, a really thin, condensed version of cardboard. And so as I was designing it, I was always drawing it on paper, and I eventually just decided to make it the same size as I was drawing it on the paper, because that looked like it would, I don't know, be really cool, and it kind of gave it this quirky, sort of cute, I guess, quality that I hadn't really thought of before. And then all of a sudden, Sean Tan and Miyazaki like snapped back halfway through first term year 12. And it kind of just hit me that that's totally what I should do, because that's what I've been inspired by like all through high school, and I didn't even realize. So yeah, I kind of just set off making all the rest of them just from, like, I eventually I kind of lost inspiration from Miyazaki and Sean Tan simply because I had run out of ideas, and so I started turning to creatures in real life, so like a prawn or a cricket and frill neck lizards, and kind of just kept on going on like this. Eventually a knight came to mind, and that's where that kind of that taller one with the frilly hair came from. Just things like this kind of popping into my art diary. And the last one was eventually the blimp, and that was actually back to Sean Tan again.